You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Daily Mig Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Bulldog, who's calling from Harborview, is. Bulldog, are you there?
I am here.
How's recovery? So, real quick, what are you recovering from and how's recovery going?
Well, I broke my femur. I was over at a buddy's house, and I slipped and fell when I came off his front porch to the deck, and I seen the back of my shoe, the bottom of it, and I knew right away that something bad happened. They just had my knee replaced, too. So, yeah, right now I'm recovering. And it's going all right, you know. I'll be back in action here pretty soon.
Well, I think that something that would help you recover even more quickly is a victory playing Beat Migs.
Well, good luck to you.
So.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Bulldog has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What fast food restaurant used the slogan, "I'm loving it"?
McDonald's.
Correct. How many U.S. states are just one syllable?
3.
No.
4.
No.
2.
No. What band had the album "Love at First Sting"?
Pass.
How many milliliters are in a teaspoon?
5.
Yes. Which U.S. president approved the creation of the interstate highway system in 1956?
Johnson.
No.
Before Nixon passed.
The surface of Pluto is largely made of what frozen gas?
Nitrogen?
No.
Pass.
In The Great Gatsby, what was Gatsby's first name?
Oh, boy. I didn't read it. Pass.
What profession did George Costanza often pretend to have in Seinfeld?
I'm not sure. No, pass.
What is the nickname for Canada's $1 coin?
Oh, shoot. I know this one, but I don't know. Pass.
Bulldog, you got 2 correct. One for me and 1 for you. But you know what? You're probably hyped up on pain pills.
Yeah.
Got some things coursing through your veins, I would assume.
Yep.
Are you talking to me or talking to Bulldog?
Steve is having the same issue this morning.
I am.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
What fast food restaurant uses the slogan, "I'm loving it"?
Da-da-da-da-da, McDonald's.
Yes. How many U.S. states are just one syllable?
1?
Yes.
Oh,
what
Maine?
Band had the album "Love at First Sting"?
What's that?
What band had the album "Love at First Sting"?
Great White.
No.
The B-52s?
No.
I don't know. Sting. Whitesnake.
No. How many milliliters are in a teaspoon?
100.
No.
1,000.
No.
50.
No. Which U.S. president approved the creation of the interstate highway system in 1956?
Eisenhower.
Yes. The surface of Pluto is largely made of what frozen gas?
Methane.
Yes.
What?
In The Great Gatsby, what was Gatsby's first name?
Great.
No.
Wayne.
No.
Gretzky.
No. What profession did George Costanza often pretend to have in Seinfeld?
That he worked for the New York Yankees.
No.
He was a pen salesman?
No.
George Costanza?
Pretended to have.
Doctor.
No. Steve, you got 4 correct, and that is a win. 4-2.
Let's go.
Bulldog, we wish you a speedy recovery in Harborview and check in from time to time, my friend.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The band that had the album "Love at First Sting," the Scorpions.
That makes sense.
Bulldog knew that the number of milliliters in a teaspoon is 5.
Okay.
And in The Great Gatsby, Gatsby's first name was Jay.
Jay Gatsby? I never read it.
The profession that George Costanza often pretended to have in Seinfeld, I would have taken any one of three answers. Architect, biologist, or latex salesman.
Huh. But didn't he also work for the New York? I know he worked for them for a second, but then he like kind of...
Did he pretend to work for them?
I feel like he got let go, but he kept going. This could be a complete like make him up in my brain, but it's not worth arguing. I won. Who cares?
You did. You're a big winner, Steve Miggs. And
yeah, let it go.
The Daily Miggs Show.
There's really nothing more fun than gathering rockaholics together and performing our radio shows live for them. And that is what Live Night is all about, Steve.
It's my favorite time of the year. It's so much fun to hang out with the listeners, perform like the sound effects live, the jingles get done live, the music, of course. We attempt to do a radio show later on in the evening, and it's just chaos all around us, and it's a blast being around all the rockaholics while we do it.
It's happening on Friday, the 13th of February, and the theme is Yachty and Naughty. So we hope you'll join us, dress up in the theme, and grab your tickets at KISW.com.
The Daily Miggs Show.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.